Teresa's gone, but we have a real treat today. Kelsa Timms is with us from the Baptist Children's Village Dickerson Place today. I actually have a little thank you note she wrote us. So I'm going to read real quick. Oasis Institute class, thank you for your support of the Dickerson Place campus. Your recent monetary donation for Easter clothing for the children is greatly appreciated. They enjoyed going shopping. Thank you for contributing to the ministry of Baptist Children's Village in this way. In Christ, Kelsa. Okay, just to give you a little bit about Kelsa. She joined the Baptist Children's Village in 2024 as campus director for the Dickerson Place campus. She has a bachelor's degree in social work from Del State University and a master's in social work from the University of Southern Mississippi. She's licensed by the Mississippi State Board of Examiners for social workers and marriage and family therapists. With a strong background in trauma-informed care, Kelsa has multiple certifications which support work with children who have experienced trauma. She lives in Brookhaven with her husband Logan and her daughter Lindley. They're active members of East Haven Baptist Church, where she serves as a small group leader for the young girls. Kelsa believes that God has called her to the Baptist Children's Village and is grateful for the opportunity to minister to at-risk children and their families. So, come on, Kelsa. I'm going to pray for you and Ruben Ann. Father, we thank you for this time together with Kelsa. We pray you just give her the exact words to say, Father. Motivate us to get more involved in this absolutely vital ministry, Father. We thank you that for your love for us. And we pray for Ruby Nan, Father, that you would heal her. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
All right, did I do this right? We good? I just want to start off by saying thank you for having me, and I'm sorry. I feel very unprepared because y'all have such a good group, and big group, what a blessing. I don't have nearly enough for all of y'all, so I'm going to pass them around to the tables, and we can kind of share. This is our 2024 highlight, so it goes over just some things from last year, but what's in here is our continuum of care. That's something we're really excited about, and what I just wanted to briefly go over with you guys before I share more about how you guys are serving our ministry and just how I'm able to do that and how I'm excited to be here today, okay? So bear with me. I'll kind of pass them around the tables, and if y'all have extras, y'all can share. So sorry. Okay, again, I'm so sorry about that, but what a blessing that y'all's group is so big. I didn't realize there would be quite so many, so that's just amazing. I recognize some faces from when I got to speak to the WMU a while back, so I'm excited to see some of y'all again, and I'm going to do my best to not be too repetitive for you guys, kind of talk about some new things, but also recover some of the important parts about the ministry. How many people in here are aware of the Baptist Children's Village in Lincoln County? I just always like to see that. Yeah. Okay, awesome. I know this group is because y'all serve our campus so well, and I'm so excited to share some stories with you guys today of Easter shopping from the funds that y'all gave and just some memories that we were able to make with our kiddos through that, so we're so glad. The Baptist Children's Village, though, is part of the Southern Baptist Association through the state of Mississippi. So we are an extension of the Southern Baptist Church. We are completely privately funded, so tithes, offerings, and personal donations are the only funds that we have. We take no state or federal funds. We do, however, and sometimes there's some confusion because people will hear, we do maintain a license through CPS. That's because we want to be able to serve CPS children. However, we don't take any of those funds because we want to be able to speak the good news of Jesus Christ and kind of make our own rules and regulations as far as what we're able to share with those kids. So, one of the things that we're really excited about this year is just our continuum of care and kind of explaining that to people. A lot of the people that I talk to in Lincoln County, which is great because the Dickerson Place campus is right here in our backyard, think that Dickerson Place campus is it. That is the Baptist Children's Village, but it's so much more than that. And I know I shared a little bit about that at the WMU meeting. I'm going to very quickly kind of just go through this, but because I love to be confusing, I'm going to go through it backwards. But that's because I'm saving the best for last, and that's y'all's local campus here. So if you're looking at this and you start on the opposite side, we ultimately have six programs in and through the Baptist Children's Village. So one of those programs is our Family Resource Referral Program. I have to read it because I always tongue-tie that up. But ultimately, as much as we would love to be able to serve every single person that contacts us, we recognize that that's not always possible. So this program was developed for those families we can't reach. Somebody calls, it's a situation where we can't serve that family at the time. We have this program with over 500 resources where if we can't help you, we're going to make sure you get the help you need. So we believe in no matter who calls us, if we can help them, that's great. But if we can't, let's make sure we find somebody that can. So that's one program. Another program that we have is our Youth Detention Intervention Program. And they are going into the youth detention centers throughout the state of Mississippi and basically doing ministry with those juveniles in those centers. Darren is the name of the guy who runs that. He is also our chaplain for BCV. Amazing guy, really pouring his heart into that, and that's been amazing to kind of see them grow over the last year and add on some different facilities. I talked with him, about a week ago maybe, and they are actually working on contracts to be able to go into two more facilities, so that's really exciting. Moving us into the In-Home Family Support Program, that's probably one of our newest programs. We opened it last summer, so it hasn't quite hit its one-year anniversary yet. This is for single mothers and their children. So we have had the residential child caring program, kind of like what's here in Brookhaven, for years, but this is new. It's and I said that all wrong, y'all. That's in-home. I'm skipping. Residential family is the single mothers program. I skipped one. Y'all bear with me. That's in the Waynesboro, Laurel area, and she is, Hannah's the director there. She's serving single mothers and their children. So they come in, they have a home, we work with them to get jobs, education, learn cooking skills, whatever it is, and we just support them until she's able to get on her feet and step back out. I shared with the WMU group back a few months ago about that program opening, and I'm happy to come back and kind of share updates with those things. I actually got a picture this past week where one of the mothers in that program was baptized last week. So what a blessing to see that program less than a year old serving and growing the kingdom. That's exactly what we wanted, was to meet those mothers in that time of need and minister to them. And so we've had opportunities through that program to build relationships through churches for daycares for children, providing child care, different businesses in the community to help those single mothers get jobs. So just watching that program kind of come to life, build relationships in the community, but ultimately our goal was to turn people to Christ and help them see the love of Jesus. So we had a single mom, like I said, baptized last week. We also, through this program, have been able to have children, I'm going to use my quotation marks, born into BCV. So through our residential child care, we are licensed for kids 1 through 21. So we never had babies born to BCV, right? But through this program, we've had moms come in that were pregnant or maybe that got pregnant during the care there, trying to take care of their other children. And so this past year, we actually had our first baby born into BCV. And we currently have a mother right now who is pregnant. And one of the churches in that area just held a baby shower for her last week as well. So just all kinds of things in and through that program and growing those relationships. So anytime y'all have questions about that, I would love to tell y'all more about that program as well. The program I skipped, however, is not worthy of being skipped. It's a great program. That's our In-Home Family Support Program. These are family interventionists that cover every county in the state of Mississippi. It doesn't matter where you are. If you're struggling, we're going to come help you. They do things from cleaning houses and teaching parents how to clean properly, providing groceries, stocking, you know, I mean, school supplies, whatever it is that they need, parenting classes, all the things that we can do to try to support the family in their home. And the goal of that program is to keep kids out of the system. You know, as much as I love our Dickerson Place campus here in Lincoln County and the way we're able to serve children, ultimately, if we can keep a baby at home with their parents, That's, of course, what we want. So this program strives, if there's a situation where a family's struggling, to go in and fix those root things, support them through those things, and keep those families together as long as we can. We also have our independent living program. That is for kids age, I say kids, that is for individuals, they're grown. They like to tell us that all the time, age 18 to 24. And so we were able to actually open that branch of our program here in Lincoln County last summer. We had one who got into the age where that was a possibility, and so we do have someone currently in independent living here in Lincoln County. And that serves, like I said, ages 18 until their 24th birthday, once they've graduated high school. And that program supports them with learning how to do their taxes, sending them to college, helping them finish degrees, supporting them through jobs and careers, just providing them that basis and also making sure they still have a home and a family to come to while they're still developing their life and getting on their feet. So that's been a blessing to be able to see that. And then the best for last, but it's not really the best, it's just right here at home for me, and so that's what I love to talk about, is our residential child caring program. So many of you that know Dickerson Place, we are one of those campuses. So we actually have 5 residential child caring programs throughout the state of Mississippi, one being right here in y'all's backyard, out on 84 Dickerson Place. And so we serve children who have been removed from their home for whatever reason, or even private families that maybe need some help with some children's and things like that right now. So we are licensed for age 1 to 21 in our homes to serve that purpose. Dickerson Place and pretty much all 5 of our campuses have a girl's house and a boy's house on their campus where we house those residents. So that's kind of what takes place there. And what we strive to do is our mission statement, show the good love of Jesus to them. We don't like to use the word normal, but I always struggle in that sentence. What else do we say? You know what I mean? But what we strive to do is provide a loving Christian home environment for these children. So that's anything from back and forth to school, providing meals, back and forth to church, extracurricular activities, everything that I know you guys have done and served through your families as well. It can get busy, it can get hectic, but it's been wonderful. And that's kind of where you guys fall in. And I really was excited when Miss Teresa reached out to me to get to come and talk to you guys because of the way y'all have supported our campus over the last year. It's been such a blessing, and I'm excited to get to kind of share some stories with y'all about that. So y'all provided funds for Christmas shopping, Easter shopping, you know, around those holidays, making sure they have that good outfit. Are y'all, I don't see anybody shaking y'all's hands. Y'all know y'all do that, right? Okay. So just here recently for Easter, we were able to go shopping for the girls, and I'm not always involved in those trips because that's kind of one of the things our house parents do, but on occasion I get to go and be a part of that, and I did this year, and so I'm able to kind of stand in front of y'all, not with secondhand knowledge, but with firsthand knowledge. I was there chasing them around the store. It was awesome. So we have a younger resident right now. Some of y'all are familiar with that. And she was able to go to Three Sisters Children's Boutique. And you could tell she had not really been in a boutique before. I think there was one time I was carrying her like a sack of potatoes, you know what I mean? Because if you stopped for 2 seconds to look for a size, she was gone again. But we had such a good time. She was able to say, "This dress my favorite colors, this dress my favorite colors." And just seeing the light in her eyes and the excitement as she got to go and try on those dresses and come out and twirl in front of the mirror and show everybody her dress, you know, was so special. So please know that the funds that you're providing are providing so much more than just a dress and shoes, but memories and laughter and shopping trips that they've never been on. I remember while I was helping her try on shoes, we were trying to find shoes to match the dress. Y'all know Three Sisters, it's like the adult side and the kid side. So here come some of the older girls out, and I thought I was seeing triple for a minute. They had all went and picked out the exact same dress and put it on and come and line up in front of me all matching. Like, will this work? So anyway, they were able to have so much fun. They're able to, you know what I mean, get out, not just go sit at the house, but like we all love to do and have those outings sometimes. And just know that y'all are providing those memories and those experiences for them, and I can't say the words thank you enough. It's so special to be able to witness that. I think those funds and us trying to, between jewelry and shoes and dresses, turned into about 3 separate days of shopping from us breaking it up. So y'all provided 3 separate days of going out on the town, looking for jewelry and shoes and clothes and making memories. So again, thank you. I was not a part of the shopping trips for Christmas time. The house parents did that. But from what I saw, I would assume that some of these same stories took place there. So again, we thank y'all for that. I don't know if y'all realize how important it is, or if you think, oh, this is just something we do, but please hear me say from the bottom of my heart, it is something that is so important and so special to us. So we appreciate that. Ms. Teresa asked me to share a little bit of my testimony with you guys, and I'm trying to watch the clock. Anybody that was in WMU knows I can be a talker. So I'm going to try to hurry through that. I feel like I have a coming to faith testimony, but I also have a Baptist Children's Village testimony. So for our time's sake today, I'm going to share with you guys my Baptist Children's Village testimony, how I got here, how I'm the person that's standing in front of you talking today, and then maybe y'all can invite me back another day and we'll talk about my coming to faith testimony. I wanted to start with a verse, Ephesians 2:10, and it just says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." I know that she read out an introduction for me with some schooling and things like that that I went through, but really I'm not anything special. I'm just Kelsa that stands before y'all. Before I took this position, I was in private practice, and about October of 2023, I had really just been growing in my relationship with Christ, studying my Bible harder than I ever have. I got to the point, this is bad. If any of y'all see therapists, don't be mad at them for this, but sometimes when you have a no-show, you're like, yes. You know, I got to when I look forward to those no-shows, not because I wanted to catch up on charting, but because I could throw some more Bible study in there, you know? It was just a really a good time for me where I was growing in that relationship more than I ever had. And I started praying very, very specifically in October of 2023. God, I want to know that when I go to work, every single day my works glorify you. You know, if this place is where that is, keep me here. If it's somewhere else, show me. I want to know that every single day my work glorifies you. And so that was in October of 2023. I accepted the position with the Baptist Children's Village in December of 2023. And I just think that that speaks for itself. Ms. Joyce was the director before me. Many people know Joyce Wilson. She served for 38 years. That's its own testimony in and of itself. And so she was getting ready to the end of her time and decided it was a very well-earned retirement phase coming up for her. So the position got shared right in that time where I was praying and just asking God to open doors, and the doors opened, and here I stand. Because of what I was doing, it did take me a little while to get myself prepared for the position, so I did not actually start until the end of January of 2024. Y'all noticed it said 24 in my introduction. But I say all that to say, if we open our hearts and we ask God to open doors, to guide us, to point us where He wants us, and we're willing and we say, "Go and send me," He will. So be sure when you do pray that prayer that you're ready, because never did I imagine that after all those years of school and getting my license and finally getting to that independent point where I could practice on my own, would I shove that all away and say, "Okay, let's go serve in a ministry through the Baptist Association." But here I am. It's been a blessing. There's been some hard days, absolutely, 100%, but as it said in the scripture that I started this with, He prepares you, and I truly believe that every decision I've ever made has kind of led me to this point and prepared me to work with these children, to work with these families, and even to stand in front of you guys today and share the stories and talk. And so it's been a blessing. Again, nothing special, but a girl who just absolutely loves Jesus and asked him to please put me in a place where I can serve him every day. And that's what I pray I can continue to do from here on. So, I know that was kind of rambled and really fast because I got anxious when they told me I had to be done by 10:30. And so it's 10:07. Do y'all have questions? Do y'all have things y'all would like to know? Because I can kind of ramble about programs and things all day, but if the ultimate point is for y'all to figure out ways y'all can serve more, or, you know what I mean, be involved in the ministry, I would love to be able to answer some personal questions for you guys. Yes, ma'am? Maybe so? Yes, ma'am?
Do you have a volunteer program that you could volunteer for?
So we always have things that are needed on campus. I don't necessarily have a volunteer program, but I have a form that anybody's able to sign that basically just says we won't take pictures of children and things like that, and you can come and serve anytime that you want. How many people have actually been to Dickerson Place campus? That's always a question I like to ask. Okay? So those of you that have been there know that it's a lot. The Lord's blessed us with a beautiful property, but it is 169 acres. I know that I'm struggling to keep up just my little house on my little plot in my subdivision. So, you know what I mean? You take that and multiply it times four and that much land. There's a lot of upkeep, so there's always things that we need help with. And so it's a blessing when people call and say, hey, I want to serve. You know, what can I come and do this week, or a work day, or even, you know, a once a week thing? We have opportunities for people to do that. Any other questions?
In doing so, do you, I'm in the master gardens, and when we work with youth, we have to go through a background check. So in volunteering, do you have a system to ensure that people go through a background check?
Not necessarily, no. And that's because the way our policies work, you can never volunteer on our campus and be alone with children. So any volunteers are always accompanied by a staff member. The only way that you would ever be alone with children is if you were hired on for a specific job and went through that background check. Or we have something called the words are not going to come to me. It's like a sponsor family. That's not what it's called, though. I'm so sorry. And if you were to do something like that, to spend time with the kids alone or bring them to your house on a weekend for a meal or something like that, there is a pretty extensive background check. But just volunteering, know there's always staff members there. Any other questions?
How many children are there?
Let me count. It's been up and down. We've had some admissions, discharges. Let's see. We actually are down to six right now. No, seven. Sorry, seven. We have seven right now.
Do they come from the local area, or are they sent from various counties?
It just depends. Just depends, yes, ma'am. So we have an admission team that meets in our Jackson office every Wednesday, and that's ultimately the team that sits down and says, we have a referral for this kid. You know, this is their age, these are their interests, this is their favorite color. Where do we think they would best be served personality-wise and things like that? And so that's kind of how that goes. We place children based on where we feel they can be best served. So we're licensed for up to 10 in each home. So up to 10 boys, 10 girls. As far as my independent living space, I have one independent living room on campus right now. It's kind of set up like a little studio apartment, bedroom, couch area, things like that. And that's obviously filled. We have some other spaces we could possibly make work. We call that our off-duty spot right now for house parents that are off-duty. So that's kind of where we're at. And I do believe there are some things going on with the ministry of us praying about and talking about how we can ultimately grow that independent living program, and I'm hoping in the near future we can share about what that's going to look like. Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a foster parent program?
So we hire what's called house parents for our program, and like my campus currently has three sets of house parents that rotate. They work a 14-on-7-day off shift, and so that's how that works. I will add, because I didn't say this. I told y'all that we're completely privately funded, so tithes, offerings. It is important for you guys to know that your funds obviously are tax deductible. Anything that you give, whether it be non-cash or cash funded, you will get a letter in the mail talking about your donation. But we also are a part of a program where you say you owe the state of Mississippi so much taxes at the end of the year, you can apply to be able to give that to the Baptist Children's Village. And so ultimately you still have to give the same amount, but you can give 50% of that straight to us to serve our ministry, and you only owe the state half of that at the end. So that's something that's very important. If anybody's interested in that, I have a little flyer in my bag that kind of explains that and gives you the phone number to our partner ministries associate or director who can get y'all support and help with that. But that's such a blessing to us because, again, the only way that we're able to continue to serve these families and these children all over the state of Mississippi and all the different ways that you heard through our six programs is by funds. And so you being able to get 50% of what you owe to your taxes given straight to us is an absolute blessing. So I'd love to help give y'all some information on that. Anything else? Yes, ma'am.
With them ending the state income tax.
I know. So Monday is my Jackson Day. I spend at least once a month up there. I'm going to have to talk to Mr. Tim about that and what that's going to look like if that changes things. Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
How do you get a child out there? What's the process on that?
Did you say how do you get a child? Okay. So we have what's called our intake specialist. She works in our Jackson office. It's called the support center. Her name is Abria Williams. And so you would just call our main number at the Jackson office and say that you want to speak to the intake, and you would talk to them, and she'll come to you. Sometimes she'll meet on the campuses. So if it was someone around this area, she may would meet you on my campus. She does that intake and works with the family. And then again, we present it at our admission team and kind of decide if and where we can serve the children. I would like to say that number's on, it is. It's this 952-2422 that's on the back of your brochure. So anytime you have a concern about a kid or a family and you wanted to refer them to us in some way, you can simply call that number. We also have a website. I'm sure that that's on the back as well, BaptistChildrensVillage.com, where you can go and get contact info for anybody. You can click on the Brookhaven campus and get contact info for me and vice versa. And also, if you have any needs, because I am the face that a lot of y'all are familiar with, I'm totally fine with you reaching out to me and then me getting you in contact with somebody or supporting you or answering questions in any way. And I do have some cards with me if anybody would want one of those before you leave. Any other questions? No? We have 15 minutes left. Wow. Yes, and I'm sorry, that's one of the things Miss Teresa specifically said. Yeah, she said testimony and upgrades, and I completely skipped that. I knew I skipped something if I had 15 minutes left. So, Miss Joyce, of course, retired in January of 2024, hence me coming in. You guys know anytime there's a fresh set of eyes on something, you start noticing things that maybe have been passed up over the last couple of years. So we came in and we just noticed a lot of things needed to take place and be upgraded on campus. After noticing that and having some conversations with our Jackson office, it actually promoted them to go out and tour all the satellite campuses over the state. And we recognized, just like a lot of places, their churches and our own homes, a lot of our campuses needed some upgrades and just some love and care. And so we started praying very diligently about that, and we were actually able to do what we called phase one over this last year. And so that was where, through Brookhaven and all of our campuses, we were able to make some very needed upgrades. I talked a lot at the WMU meeting about that, and so I was specifically asked to update some of y'all on that. So I will tell y'all some of the things as quickly as I can that we were able to accomplish this year on campus. One of the things that's probably one of the biggest things, our girls' house had carpet, and the house was built in 1995. So carpet, residential child care, any of you who are familiar with young kids running around and that kind of thing, for that many years, it was bad. It didn't matter how many times I got out myself and sink cleaned it. It didn't seem to do the job. So we were able this year to rip all of that flooring out and completely relay new flooring. It's like a false wood that we're able to mop and clean up now. And I will say it has made a world of difference in not just the smell, but also the look. And, you know, that was such a blessing. Another thing that I noticed when I came in, I trained on another campus, toured a couple other campuses. The Brookhaven campus was one of the only campuses in the state that only had one washer and dryer in our houses. And it just did not work for residential group care when you've got not only multiple kids, but then you've got your house parents swapping in and out. It didn't serve its purpose. And so part of our renovations this year, we were able to knock a wall down and expand a laundry room. And then there was a very generous donation from a couple right here in y'all's church that actually provided the second washer and dryer for that home. So now we have in our girls' house two washers and two dryers. So that was wonderful. We also were able to renovate one of our house parent rooms in our boys' house. That house was built in the 70s, and so it's causing lots of issues. And so some plumbing things and that kind of stuff, and we were able to rip out that bathroom and put in some stuff that they needed. I think the tub had a crack down it, and we had, I'm going to mess it up, but like E6000 or whatever, glued it the best we could for far too long. So we were able to do that because house parents are a blessing, and we simply can't do what we do without them. So being able to provide them that comfort and that need for when they're with us. I tell people every day, I can go get in my car right now and never show back up, but they would still make it because of my house parents. And so that was so special to be able to do that for them. We also did a lot of little things like replacing doors where hot water heaters and stuff were to kind of help with heat and air situations. We added an exit door to one of the houses to make sure there was enough exits. We were able to add on upstairs to the office building where independent living is, a room for our therapist to come on campus so she has a space. We renovated a bathroom up there so that general space where the game room and stuff is the kids are able to use it more. We also added on in the office building, which is also our independent living wing in the back, an extra laundry unit there so that those that are in independent living actually can go and do their own laundry in their little area and not have to pack up baskets and go back to one of the houses. And you know what I mean? It messed the flow up over there. So we were able to do lots of things and upgrades, and what a blessing it was that we prayed and God opened the door for us to be able to do that. And again, not just here in Brookhaven, but on all of our campuses in the state to provide that. We also, little things like got new bedroom furniture for all the kids in both houses, some new decor in the living room and things, kind of bring it up to date. So that's been a really special project over the last year, kind of seeing those homes come back to life and see the newness in them. Any other questions about that? Upgrades? I hope that answered your question. I know I kind of rambled a lot about that.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier about taking a child to your home. Or, mm-hmm. What does that look like?
Okay. So I actually remembered the name. Look at me go. It's called our Visiting Family Program. And so the way that would work is, again, that Jackson number, you would call it. There is a lady there who works in social services. Her name is Ms. Dawn. That's who you would talk to. But again, if God lays it on your heart and you want to talk about that a little bit more, please call me. I would love to kind of get connected with y'all because y'all are here in our community and then help you go through the steps of that. But it is a pretty extensive process. There's lots of background checks that have to be done. You also have to have a home study done, which means we have to come into your home and check off that there's so many things done that are, you know, safety-wise and appropriate for the children to be there. And then aside from that, there's some little things. This is what always gets us. We have families that are involved, and they're like, come check it out, you know what I mean? Or they'll pass the background checks, but there's little things, and this is because of state regulations. you have to have a landline phone, and a lot of people don't anymore. And so that, I feel like, is always a letdown. Because there's things like that, if there were an emergency or something were to turn, a kid needs to be able to pick up a phone, or, you know what I mean? So there's little things like that. Ms. Doan can answer more specifics of the guidelines for that, but again, I'm happy to answer what I know or get you in contact with the right people. But visiting family program, I'm proud of myself for pulling that out of the back there. There's so much information up here, guys. Thank you so much. Yeah. Well, it's not because of Kelsa. It's only because of Jesus Christ in me. I can tell you that, because I have to rely on Him. Just like I forgot the name of that. Sometimes I'm sitting there trying to come up with a kid's birthday. It's a lot to remember. But what a blessing it is to be able to serve and watch that. You know, we have just this year, we have a kid who's going to be a cheerleader through school. That's another thing I will say over the last year, seeing them blossom in their relationships and, you know what I mean, building relationships with teachers and school and church people and actually wanting to be a part of sports. And we had a girl in the beauty pageant this year. So getting to kind of see them flourish in their personalities and have those opportunities has been absolutely amazing. So yes, beauty pageant, cheer, we have some engineering, we have some culinary. We actually are going to be able to send a student to Orlando this summer for the national culinary competition. So lots of amazing things going on in and through supporting these kids and providing an opportunity for them. I have a few more minutes. I'm watching my watch, so I want to share another story. Every once in a while, my husband and I get the opportunity to house parent. And so it shows me just how difficult of a job that is, but how fulfilling of a job that is. And I say difficult because it's tiring. You know, it's hard on me just working full-time and being a mom of my own house. So then when I add that, and I'm a mom of that many kids at once and all of those things, it's definitely trying, but always fulfilling. And so one of the last times my husband and I got to house parent, we were at church on a Wednesday night. We were in the boys' house this time. And, you know, after youth lets out, kids are playing pool and ping pong and all the things. So I'm kind of used to not always having my eyes directly on them. But I realized, okay, it's about time to go home, and I'm just not seeing one of them in the rotation, you know? And so I'm going, where is he? And so I start walking the halls out of the youth room trying to find him. And in the fellowship hall, some of y'all may be familiar with East Haven's building, but in the fellowship hall there is the prayer cross. It's the little cross with the slits in it where you write a prayer request and you put the paper on there. And so he was there, and he had pulled a chair up, and he was bending down in front of the cross, and I was like, okay. So I kind of stepped back a little bit, and I'm like, let me just give him his time. You know, it looks like he knew where to go, and he's handling that. A few minutes went by, he still wasn't coming out, so I walk in there, and I was just like, hey, man, can I pray with you? And he shook his head yes. And so I get my little seat, and I sit down beside him, and I said, can you tell me what we're praying about? Like, I want to make sure I do this right, you know? And he looked up at me, and with the most sincere, genuine look on his face, and he said, Miss Kelsa, there's so much good happening in my life that I just don't know how to take it. And guys, that's why we do what we do. That's why I come stand in front of y'all and have these conversations, to make sure y'all know about us and know how important your giving is. That's why no matter how tired we are, we still show up. That's why no matter how many times something breaks, we try to get it fixed, because these kids that have been through so much, they come in and they get to be a part of football and have a stable school, and all of these things start happening for them. And so he genuinely said, for the first time, so much good is happening to me that I don't know how to take it. And praise the Lord that he learned enough through the Baptist Children's Village to go to the foot of the cross when he feels that way, right? And so what a blessing it was to get to sit there, I have chills talking about it now, and pray with that boy that night. He also was the very first profession of faith I had since when I took my position. Some of the women at WMU may remember me telling that story back in the fall, but when I came in last year, I took them all to the water park last summer. Again, we're able to do that because of generous donors like you. Somebody gave us some money and said, go have fun this summer. We went to the water park. And in the wave pool, literally, y'all, in the wave pool, I'm holding on to a float, trying to not drown out there because that's where they want to be. He rolls up on his float and says, Miss Kelsa, I want to talk to you about Jesus. I want to be baptized. And so I'm like, trying not to drown. Can we go to the lazy river at least, you know? But this same kid that we were able to watch be baptized this summer started seeing all the good happening in his life to a few months ago say, there's so much I don't know what to do, and ran to the foot of the cross to thank Jesus for it. So that's why we do what we do. That's why what you do is important. That's why no matter how much jumbled stuff's up here in my brain, I'm going to come up here and I'm going to do my best to tell it all to you so that you stay connected and you know the importance. Guys, please pray for us. We continue to pray for you guys as donors and the community that supports us. And again, I've said it 10 times, I cannot say thank you enough. So y'all are a blessing and we appreciate you so very much.
I feel more informed, don't y'all, about what goes on there. God bless you, Kelsa, for what you do there, and maybe encourage us to be more involved in our support for them. So let me pray and be dismissed. Lord, we thank you so much, this ministry, God. Be with Kelsa and those that are involved, Father. Give them the energy they need, the wisdom, God, and the guidance as they lead these children, Father. Just bless them, God, and move on us to see how much more we can be supportive of it in our donations and our volunteer. We thank you, Lord, for loving us. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Hey, Dad, what are you
doing? You can give them to me. It's coming.